This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Homeowners in Cook County who struggle the most with big property tax hikes could soon get $1,000. The Cook County Board today approved a one-time payment for a limited number of people. My colleague Kristen Schorsch reports people eligible to apply must have a tax bill that has climbed at least 50% in any year since 2021. Commissioner Donna Miller represents the South Suburbs, where many residents have had record tax hikes.
There's many areas, especially in my district and maybe others' districts as well, where seniors are the majority of homeowners in that municipality. Losing your home to property taxes or having that stress on you is causing a great deal of problems.
The county plans to open applications this summer. The Illinois Supreme Court will not consider a lawsuit over what Republicans call unconstitutional political maps. My colleague Alex Degman reports Illinois House Minority Leader Tony McCombie filed the lawsuit earlier this year. She said the maps of the state's political districts that were approved in 2021 do not follow the Constitution's rules on compactness and partisan bias, but the state's high court ruled McCombie waited too long to file that lawsuit. McCombie argued multiple election cycles were needed to prove how unfair the maps are. The court called that unpersuasive, and McCombie blames politics.
I think anything is just going to be done for the Democrats to hold the majority, to cling to power, to continue to disenfranchise voters.
Republican Justice David Overstreet was the lone dissenting voice. He said the state Supreme Court is the only body that can rule on map matters, and it should do so. The state of Illinois is no longer leading the nation in exonerations. My colleague Michael Puente reports the state of Texas beat Illinois for the number of overturned convictions last year. The National Registry of Exonerations reports Texas posted 26 exonerations to 20 in Illinois. Illinois held the top spot for the previous 6 years. Maurice Posley is a senior researcher for the registry and says the number shows there are people out there trying to make sure convictions are valid.
That reflects, you know, the good work of people. It also shows that there's a lot of wrongs that need to be righted still.
Over the last several years, most Illinois exonerations were about drug cases involving disgraced Chicago Police Sergeant Ronald Watts. The Chicago-based quartet Third Coast Percussion is celebrating its 20th year with a new album out tomorrow. My colleague Courtney Kippers reports Third Coast's new album, called Standard Stoppages, includes new work from composers the group has worked with before, like the electronic musician Jay Lynn. There are also new pieces from the Chicago-based classical superstar Jesse Montgomery. Ensemble member David Skidmore says it's all about the passage of time.
It's an album that is sort of unified in its look at time. Of course, you know, we're a bunch of drummers, so we think about time all the time in the sense of like how it can be manipulated and become interesting musically. But each composer looked to the past in their own way to unify the album.
Third Coast also appears this weekend in Chicago with dance maker Twyla Tharp. Weather, a cloudy day, a high near 50 in the suburbs, low 40s near the lake. Tonight, cloudy and chilly, a low in the mid-30s. And sunshine on Friday, a high again in the low 50s and cooler near the lake. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.